Der Bruder fra Kæden Nissen Aleph. En ungdom lidt spalder, og alle mito COVID rose. One must not stand up to daven, unless he has COVID rose, a heavy head, meaning to say, that he humbles himself, and shows spirit to Hashem. So the prophet says, if do as Hashem be yira, Hashem must be served with fear. And the avoda this prophet is referring to is the avoda of tefillah. As tefillah is called avoda. Chassidim harishonim, how you show him sha'achat umispalim kidei she'echavnu et libam lamakum. The early chassidim, very righteous people, are called chassidim. Before their daven, they would wait 1 hour, and they would spend the entire hour being mechavin their hearts Hashem, meaning to say, they would spend an hour thinking about the exalted greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu before they daven. Afilu amela saw b'shlomo lo yeshivenu. If you're in the middle of davening Shmon Esrei, even if the king would say shalom to you, it is forbidden to interrupt your Shmon Esrei by responding to the king. And you're not allowed to interrupt your Shmon Esrei at all. Now the Mishnah is talking about if a Melech Yisrael, a Jewish king, would say shalom to you, who will not kill you if you don't respond. In such a case, you're not allowed to interrupt your Shmon Esrei. But if a Goyish king says shalom to you in the middle of Shmon Esrei, and he might kill you if you don't respond, then you are mechuyev to respond, as you should not put your life into danger by not responding. And even if there's a snake right up against your heel, you should not interrupt your Shmona Esrei by telling somebody to remove the snake. You would be allowed to walk away from the snake, though, and that would not be considered an interruption of your Shmona Esrei, even though you're supposed to stand in one place while you dive. In this case, you would be allowed to move away. But to interrupt your Shmona Esrei by telling somebody to remove it would be forbidden. We're talking about where it's not likely that the snake will bite you, so your life is not considered in danger. But in such a case where your life is in danger, for example, there's a scorpion by your foot, in such a case, of course, you would be allowed to interrupt your Shmona Esrei by telling somebody to remove
it. We mentioned Gvurat Geshamim in the Baruch of Tchiyat Amesim in the Shmona Esrei. Gvurat Geshamim is referring to Masha Baruch Umarit HaGashem, which is inserted into the Shmona Esrei during the winter month. And Geshem is one of the Gvurot of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. One of the ways HaKadosh Baruch Hu shows his might in the world is by bringing rain. So therefore it's called Gvurot Geshem, the might of rain. And Masha Baruch Hu Geshem is inserted in the Bracha Tchit Mason, which is the second Bracha of Shmona Esrei. Now the first three Bracha of Shmona Esrei are Birchos HaShpach. We're not actually asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu for anything, we're only praising HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And Masha Baruch Hu Geshem is also a Shpach. We're not asking for rain. We're only praying that kind of bracha that he brings rain, so therefore it's mentioned in the Brachos HaShpach. And it's specifically mentioned in the Bracha of Tchiyas HaMeisim because rain is somewhat similar to Tchiyas HaMeisim. As without rain, we cannot live. And when it rains, it's like Tchiyas HaMeisim, so therefore it's mentioned in the Bracha of Tchiyas HaMeisim. U'sholem HaKshamim b'Berachat HaShana. And when we request rain by saying the Seit HaMatzel of Bracha, we do so in Berachat HaShana, the Bracha of Paras HaLeinu. That bracha is one of the brachas of bakashas, where we request HaKadosh Baruch Hu to give us certain things, and when we request that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us rain, we must request that in one of the brachas bakashas, and we do so in the bracha of Baruch Elena. Baruch Elena is the bracha of parnasa, and rain also is parnasa, as the rain causes the crop to grow in the field, so therefore, we say the same time of bracha in the bracha of Baruch Elena. And on Matzah Shabbos and Yantav, when we say the Havdalah in Shmona Esrei, we do so in the bracha of Konin Hadat. This is the fourth bracha of Shmona Esrei, and the first bracha of Chol, meaning to say, this is the first bracha that's only mentioned during the week, not on Shabbos, so therefore we insert the Havdalah in that bracha. Yerushalmi explained the reason why we insert the Havdalah into the bracha of Konin Hadat is because in the bracha of Konin Hadat, we're asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu to give us understanding and knowledge. And without Da'at, a person would not know how to make Havdalah, meaning to say a person would not know to differentiate between Shabbos and Chol, between Kedusha and Chol. So therefore, it's appropriate to mention Havdalah in the bracha of Konin Hadas. Rabbi Kiva Aymer, Aymer bracha Raviyas b'fnei Atma. Rabbi Kiva said, the Havdalah is not inserted into one of the brachas of Shmona Esrei. Instead, it's mentioned as a bracha in itself. It would be the fourth bracha of Shmona Esrei. And after we finish the bracha of Havdalah, then we will start the bracha of Atzachone. So according to Rabbi Akiva, on Matzah Shabbos and Yantav, there's an extra bracha in the Shmona Esrei. Rabbi Eliezer said that it is inserted in one of the brachas of the Shmona Esrei, but not in the bracha of Chone Hadas. Instead, the Havdalah is inserted in the bracha of Hodah, in the bracha of Moder. And this is appropriate. And we want to give Hodah, thanks, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that He gave us understanding that we know how to differentiate between Shabbos and Chol. So therefore, according to Eliezer HaFeld, inserted in the Prophet of Moses.